It was called the Adamantine Guard, a military unit formed in one Pennsylvania county with over a century of service to the country. But when it came time to preserve their history, the most important artifact was missing, or perhaps it just had yet to be found. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Don't be left behind in the field. Young farmers and ranchers can learn from industry experts and network with peers during the Growing Forward Young Farmer event in Indianapolis, August 8th through 9th, hosted by Farm Journal Media. Industry experts will cover topics including farming in 2028, seven critical success factors for the 21st century farm, and ways to avoid common grain marketing mistakes. This event is brought to you exclusively by AgriGold, in partnership with Commodit Ag, Stoller, and Top Third Ag Marketing. Visit regonline.com/growingforward.
As B.J. Alderman explains, it was one of the most famous military groups in this country's history.
They were from Cumberland County, Pennsylvania. They were mostly neighbors and friends who formed this company, and they flew under a flag for an outfit called the Adamantine Guard.
The Guard unit was begun just after the Revolutionary War and was similar to today's National Guard.
So when the Civil War broke out, the Guard volunteered to become a cavalry company. But they were a lot of old guys, and so they were at first rejected. But when Company H was accepted as a cavalry company, many of them were the younger members of the Guard. They flew that flag.
The cavalry unit was under the command of Captain Miller. The men of the Adamantine Guard saw action at Gettysburg and eventually returned home to Cumberland County, Pennsylvania. The legend of the Adamantine Guard was to be preserved, but there was a problem in locating the most important artifact.
In 1907, there was a notice in a State Historical Society publication that the flag that they rode under had been lost. Well, Captain Miller was still alive at that time. It couldn't have been lost. But what he had done was he had just put it in the Historical Society.
Miller had placed the flag in the Historical Society so it would not be lost, but it did take over a century for them to find it. It wasn't until the 21st century that an audit of artifacts uncovered a box with a tattered flag. Researchers soon learned it was the famed flag of the Adamantine Guard. Today, that flag is being preserved, the symbol of the famous fighting unit. Traveling the countryside in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.